Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program. I want to talk to you today about mercy, God's mercy to you. And I'm praying that because of this program, you will receive mercy in a way that you never have before. Listen to this reading. 1 Peter chapter 2. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of God who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. You were once no people, but now you're God's people. You once had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. During the year 2016, Pope Francis has issued a very serious letter. It's called a bull. And it has to do with the Jubilee Year of Mercy. And during this Jubilee Year of Mercy, he wants all people, Catholic and non-Catholic, to receive the mercy of God. And I'm praying that through this program, God's mercy will come to you in a very special way. I heard a story about a young girl. She was in the second grade, and all the second graders were drawing pictures. And she was working away on a picture, and her little teacher came over to her and said, honey, what are you drawing? She said, I'm drawing a picture of God. And the teacher looked at her and said, well, honey, nobody knows what God looks like. And she said, well, when I'm finished, everybody will know what God looks like. Well, what does God look like? It's interesting. In this letter that Pope Francis promulgated, he said that Jesus Christ is the face of God's mercy. That if you want to know what God looks like, look at Jesus. See what Jesus did. See where Jesus went. And look at who he touched. Oh, do you notice about the Lord Jesus Christ? If you look at the Gospels, he's always on the move. He is very passionate and very energetic. Jesus did not wait for people to come to him. Jesus went to people. He is the face of God. He's revealing God. And who is God? God is a being who reaches out, who takes the initiative, who works with passion to touch people's lives. Look at Jesus. If you look at the Gospels, for example, you'll see that Jesus is on a journey. He's always going from one place to another, from one village to the next, from one town to the next. And he's trying to bring the good news to all kinds of different people. And it's interesting, I've heard a saying one time that said, that there's a big difference, and I hope you get this, there's a big difference between religion and Christianity. Religion is our search for God. Christianity is God's search for us. And that's exactly what's going on. Jesus is searching, looking, going from village to village, now through television, going from house to house. Remember, Jesus said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, it's the sick. The church is a hospital for wounded people. For example, he went to tax collectors, he went to lepers and those who were women. They were second-class citizens at the time. He went to those who were blind and who were broken, who were sick. He went to prostitutes, as we know, the especially wicked sinners. And he broke all the religious norms. He got in trouble because he touched lepers. He touched dead people, and that rendered him, quote, unclean. So he got into a lot of trouble because he reached out in mercy to all kinds of different people. See, this is the face of God. God reaches out in mercy. God takes the initiative. God is proactive. God is energetic in the person of Jesus Christ. The Gospel of Luke is an interesting gospel. You know, there's four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the Gospel of Luke has special flavor. For example, Luke emphasizes prayer. He emphasizes the poor. He emphasizes the Holy Spirit. And one of his great emphases is mercy. For example, we have these parables unique to Luke. The parable, for example, of the lost sheep. These sheep get lost. One sheep gets lost, and the shepherd looks for that sheep. And that's exactly what Jesus is doing in our life right now, looking for the lost. There's a woman with a lost coin, and she does everything she can to find that coin. And that's exactly what God is doing in our life. He does everything he can to search for and to find us. And then, of course, the famous parable of the prodigal son who is lost, and the father waits and expects him to come back. He's longing for his son to come back. So this is the face of God, a God who searches, a God who takes the initiative, a God who longs for us to come back. And that's exactly what we see in Jesus Christ. We see the Master moving, reaching out, and touching people. He's proactive, he's passionate, and he's exercising God's mercy to people. I want you right now, as you're watching this program, to realize that Jesus is reaching out to you. That Jesus is the face of God for you. What does God look like? Mercy, forgiveness, compassion for you here today, right now, as you're watching this program or listening on the radio. I want you to know that on my television program, I talk a lot about God, of course, and I show images on the program. I have my producer show images. This is called supplementary media or B-roll. For example, I'll be talking about a golf course, they'll show a golf course. I'll be talking about a mountain, they'll show a mountain. Helps your imagination. I'll be talking about an eagle, they'll show an eagle. Well, when I talk about God, one thing I really hate, and I told my producer never to show it, is an old man with a gray beard. Some people have this image of God. I don't know exactly where it, maybe I do know where it comes from. Michelangelo's creation. If you've ever seen it, there's this old man with a beard reaching out. There's Adam reaching out to God, and there's creation. That's the way Michelangelo on the Sistine Chapel depicted it. Well, for some reason, you know, people have this image of God as an old man with a beard and up there, and he's kind of harsh and punitive and negative and out to get you. And I never want that shown on my program. If you want to show what God is like, maybe you can show some clouds moving or light or the billions of stars in the galaxy and in the universe or creation or something, but don't show that old man with a beard. Well, Michelangelo did that. It's up in the Sistine Chapel, and I don't like that image of God. Remember, we're talking about what God looks like, but here's what I do like. It shows God reaching out. And that's exactly what he's doing in Jesus. What is the face of God? A God who just doesn't look at our misery and not do anything. God is proactive. God gets involved. It's called the incarnation. He becomes one of us, and not just becomes one of us, he gets involved with us, and he reaches out, proactive, passionate, on the move, showing his mercy. And then what I like, not only is God reaching out, Adam is reaching out to God. You see, in order to receive mercy, I really believe that you have to open up yourself to mercy by believing that God wants to be good to you. I love what it says in Psalm 23. Surely mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Because as it says in the Bible, and it's all over the place in the Bible, God is rich in mercy. God is the Father of mercies. And as you heard today, where you didn't receive mercy before, now you are God's people because you have received mercy. So God is a God of mercy. And what I like, as I said, Adam reaching out to God to receive his touch, to receive his touch of mercy. I don't know if you ever heard the story, you probably have from the gospel. One time Jesus, now remember, we're talking about Jesus on the move, showing God's mercy. And that's exactly what he was doing. He was walking, he was so charismatic, he had all these people following him. He had the disciples and all the people that he was attracting by his teaching, by his healings, because he's manifesting God's mercy to those people of that generation and to us. Well, as he's walking, all these people are hoarding around him and touching him. All of a sudden, he stops and he goes, "Who touched me?" And the disciples looked at him and said, "Master, everybody's touching you." I mean, there's all kinds of people hoarding around you and people following you. Everybody's touching you. He says, no, somebody touched me with faith because I felt power come out of me. The word is, I felt virtue come out of me. And all of a sudden, a woman came before him and she knelt down and said, Master, I touched you. She said, I've been bleeding inside for 12 years. I've been hemorrhaging. And I believe that if I touched you, I would be healed. And you know, she was healed as she reached out to Jesus. And Jesus said to her, woman, your faith has saved you. In other words, I want you to believe, through your belief, believe that you can receive God's mercy right now for whatever you've done. You see, sin cuts us off from God. And that's why we need mercy. Mercy, of course, is God's undeserved favor. It's his forgiveness. It's his healing grace given to us freely. That's what mercy is. And what we do is when we sin, we bleed inside. We have guilt. There's shame. You feel separated from God. You feel this inner condemnation. There's an emptiness. You have doubts. And today, I believe that Jesus wants to touch you to heal the bleeding, to stop the hemorrhaging, so that you can experience mercy. See, this is the face of God. God reaching out to us through the person of Jesus and bringing us healing. So I invite you, reach out to Jesus and touch him by your faith. As the Pope said in his letter, that bull, he said that Jesus Christ is the visible face of God's mercy. And God wants to have mercy on you. His power will flow to you. You can stop the bleeding. And it's interesting, in that letter, the Pope said that he wants this year, and even if it's not the year 2016, he wants God's mercy to go out to the especially wicked sinners. For example, he talked about the mafia, those who are involved in organized crime. He said, all people are under the sphere of God's mercy. And I want you to think for a minute. Some of you watching the programs, this program and my programs in general, you have committed adultery. Maybe you're in the midst of an adulterous relationship. God's mercy is for you. Some of you have committed abortions. God's mercy is for you. You don't have to stay alienated. You can come back. Some of you maybe are in organized crime or prostitution or just all the other sins that we commit, lust and gossip and backbiting and resentment and bitterness and anger and all these different things, God's mercy is for you. You see, this holy year is something very important. It's called the Jubilee Year. And the Pope gave us an image in his letter about the year of mercy. He gave us an image of an open door. And I want you to think about that for a minute. We're always going through doors. If you're going to drive a car, you go through a door. If you're going to leave your house, you go through a door. If you're going to enter a church, you go through a door. If you're going to go to work, you go through a door. We're always going through doors. And there's nothing worse than sensing that the door is shut, that the door is closed. Well, during this year, and God's mercy in general, the door is wide open for all people, no matter what you've done, or no matter what your past has been, or no matter what your present has been. Maybe you feel alienated and separated from God, and you're going to church. And it can seem like that sometimes. It seems like God is just distant. The door is wide open for you too. The door is wide open to the most especially wicked sinner and to the religious person. Remember, Jesus is the face of mercy. He came for religious people as well as for sinners. He came for all people to show God's mercy, to reach out to them. And he invites us, would you have some faith and reach out to him? And I believe that his mercy will flow to you. A wide open door is open to all. And the Pope talked about how the four basilicas in Rome, they all have a holy door. During that year of 2016, the Jubilee year, those doors would be open for all people to come in. And he said, I want all cathedrals all around the world to have a door open for all people. And in a very special way, I want everybody to know that there's an open door to go to confession. Now, if you're Catholic, I want you to go to confession. Maybe you haven't been in a long time. Maybe you haven't gone to church. Go to confession and watch God touch you. If you're not Catholic, just simply confess your sins to God. And God will touch you, I believe, in his mercy. That's a way that you can reach out to God. You say, Lord, I believe that you are merciful. I believe that you do want to forgive me. And I reach out to you, and I want to experience your healing grace. It's interesting, I have been a priest now for 24 years as I tape this, and I've traveled all around, and I've done a lot of preaching, and I've done a lot of ministry. The greatest surprise in my ministry is the sacrament of reconciliation. I go in the confessional. Usually it's right after I've preached. I'm tired. I'm just ready to relax and unwind. I can be irritable at times. I don't feel like I have a lot of energy because I've just preached to a lot of different people. I go in the confessional, and as soon as a person comes in, this supernatural grace comes over me. And there's a gentleness. There's a compassion. There's a tenderness that flows through me, even though I might feel tired or irritable. And I know what it is. It's God's mercy. And as that person opens their heart to me and confesses, I can sense God's grace just flowing through me to that person, to touch that person, to forgive them, to have mercy on them. So what I want to say to you is, don't be afraid. God's not out to get you. He's not going to be harsh and punish you. There's a wide open door for you in the confessional, coming to God in prayer. That's the great image of the Jubilee year, an open door, and it's for you. No matter who you are or what you've done or what your past has been or what you're doing in the present, it's for you. It's life-changing. It's mercy. Once you were a people that didn't have mercy, I just read to you from 1 Peter, and now you have mercy. Now you are God's people, a holy people, a royal people, called out of darkness to proclaim the wonderful works of God. So the mercy of God is for you, and God has called you to mercy. So this Jubilee year proclaims that there's a wide open door for you and for me and for all people to step through. So what is mercy? I want you to know, as I've said many times during the course of this talk, mercy is God's gratuitousness, his undeserved favor, his healing power coming to you. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. We can't merit it, but we can receive it. Some examples of mercy really quickly. Pope John Paul II was having an audience one time. This was about 20 years ago, and during the audience, thousands of people surrounding him, all of a sudden this man from Turkey, an assassin, shot him 4 times, almost killed him. He was in the hospital, the bullet just missed his heart. Well, do you know that Pope John Paul II went to visit this man in prison and forgave him? And because he forgave him, and that's what mercy is, unsolicited, this man didn't ask for it. The Pope, on his own initiative, went to that prison cell, forgave the man, and because of that, the Italian Prime Minister commuted his sentence and sent him back to Turkey, all because the Pope forgave him. And then I think about Cardinal Bernardine. Years ago, Cardinal Bernardine, the Cardinal of Chicago, greatly loved man. This is in his book, The Gift of Peace. He was accused by a former seminarian in Cincinnati, Stephen Cook, accused of sexual abuse. This devastated the cardinal. The cardinal ended up dying of pancreatic cancer, and he said, "This accusation hurt me more than my cancer did." Well, do you know that the cardinal went to Stephen Cook and offered him reconciliation? Stephen Cook recanted his accusation of sexual abuse in the $10 million lawsuit and admitted that it wasn't true. See, that was mercy, the cardinal reaching out to this young man. The Pope reaching out to his would-be assassin. And then I came across a story about a young lady named Amy Beale. Amy Beale was 26 years old, graduated from college, a Fulbright scholar, and she went to South Africa because of apartheid and the segregation of blacks by the minority whites. And she wanted to work for the blacks to abolish apartheid. One time, Amy Beale was driving down the street and a mob of black people surrounded her car, dragged her out and stoned and killed her. Here's this young lady, 26 years old, in the prime of life, working for black people, and the people she was working with or for killed her. It was devastating. This woman in the prime of life that had so much going for her, Amy Beale, murdered. Her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Beale, went over to South Africa. And they singled out 4 people, the law enforcement officials did, as the main perpetrators of this crime. and they were in prison, the parents went over there and forgave those people. And because they were forgiven, their sentences were commuted. They were let out of prison. And do you know that two of the four people are now working for the Amy Beale Foundation, which works to abolish segregation of blacks? And it was because of mercy. What does it take to forgive the killers of your own daughter? Archbishop Desmond Tutu said something very interesting. He said about her parents, he used the word ubuntu, which is the South African word that means their forgiveness of those people is ubuntu, the essence of humanity. And that's what I want to tell you, that the essence of God isn't wrath. The essence of God is mercy. The essence of humanity isn't anger. It's mercy. Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. And that's exactly what we have in Jesus, the face of God. We have mercy. God reaching out to us. God proactive. God taking the initiative. Remember, big difference between religion and Christianity. Religion is our search for God. Christianity, God's search for us. So the Pope's letter for the Jubilee Year of Mercy, he talks about the face of God is revealed in Jesus Christ. St. Paul of the Cross, I'm a Passionist, he founded the Passionist community. St. Paul of the Cross loved to talk about Jesus and he loved to preach about the Passion, about the cross. He said, this is the miracle of miracles. He said that it's the most overwhelming work of God's love. He said, everything is to be found in the cross. This is the face of God right here. Mercy being extended. The Passion is for all people. Religious people, notorious sinners, those who have fallen away. It is God's will, the Bible says, that all people be saved. And I love what it says in the scriptures. This is one of my favorite verses. It's Romans 5. While we were yet sinners, Christ loved us and died for us. Notice, not when we repented, not when we went back to church, not when we got our act all together, right in the midst of our sinfulness, when we were committing adultery, when we had committed an abortion, when we were angry, when we were empty, when we had fallen away, while in the midst of, during our sinfulness, God loved us and sent his son to die for us. See, that's what mercy is. It's undeserved favor. You can't buy it, you don't deserve it, and you can't earn it, but you can receive it. That's exactly what this program is all about. It's a Jubilee year during the year 2016. The door is wide open. God has revealed his mercy in the face of Christ. The cross is for you in the midst of your sinfulness. And I'm inviting you to reach out to him. How do you do that? Believe that it's for you. How do you do that? By giving your life to God. Turn away from your sin. Receive the mercy that's already yours. Years ago, back in early Christianity, second, third century, men were striving for holiness. And they wanted to leave the hustle and the bustle of the cities. They went out to the desert for solitude, for contemplation, for prayer. And in the desert, they came up with a prayer that they used to use to commune with God. And the prayer is called the Jesus Prayer, and it goes like this: Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. And I think that's such a beautiful prayer, and I want you to pray it right now. Maybe you're in a desert, and you feel separated from God. You see, whether you're a monk or whether you're the most especially wicked sinner, we all need mercy. God's mercy is new every day, the Bible tells us in Lamentations. God is rich in mercy. God is the Father of mercies, plural, because we're always committing sins. And so, like those monks, like those desert fathers, I invite you to pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. And what that is you're reaching out to God. God is reaching out to you so that that flow of grace can occur in your life. The door is wide open. I want you, like that woman, to reach out and touch Jesus. Some of you go to confession. All of you surrender to Jesus and realize that His mercy is for you. It's a Jubilee year, and even if it's not the year 2016, mercy is for you. God's undeserved kindness. I believe that this is a special moment, that this can be life-changing for you, and I pray that you will never be the same. May Almighty God have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and bring you to everlasting life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Father Cedric Pizzegna. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live with passion.